This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Vice President of Gender Services for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Gins, cottonseed crushers, and cottonseed merchandisers were required to register under the 2003 Bioterrorism Act and are therefore covered by this new rule. The rule requires that foods and feeds that may cause harm or death to persons or animals to be reported within a 24-hour period of the detection of the potential harm.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It should be noted, though, that if a facility finds a problem before the food or feed was shipped and the problem is either corrected or the food is destroyed, then no report is required.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That website is www.cotton.org/NCGA/issues. Included in that information is actually the link to the FDA portal and also an FDA guidance document with specific details.